aid officials say 15 Sri Lankans, all ethnic Tamils, working for the French aid agency Action Against Hunger, were found dead in their office in Mutsur. All had been shot in the head, and most were laying face down, suggesting an execution. They had been working to provide ongoing assistance to victims of the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami. Mutsur has been in the middle of 13 days of fighting between government forces and Tamil Tiger rebels. Relief officials are concerned. Vinyati David is a spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross.
The ICRC local staff is stuck in Mutsur town. We lost the contact with them during the weekend. We know for sure that they left our offices on Friday due to the shelling that hit slightly our offices, but nobody so far could enter Mutsur.
Officials from the Consortium of Humanitarian Agencies, an umbrella group of Sri Lankan aid organizations, are traveling to the area to investigate the deaths. Fighting began when government troops tried to secure a reservoir held by Tamil rebels who cut off water supplies to villagers and government-held land. It is the worst violence since Norway helped broker a ceasefire in 2002. But it is hardly the first ceasefire violation. An estimated 850 people have died in tit-for-tat incidents between the government and the rebels this year alone. Senior Norwegian envoy Jan Hansen Bauer is in Sri Lanka to try to save the tattered truce and stop the situation in Mutsur from degenerating into all-out war. Sri Lanka endured two decades of ethnically fueled civil war as the Tamil Tigers fought for a separate homeland from the majority Sinhalese. Patricia Noonan, VOA News, New Delhi.